But for today, a high of 25, one of those days where, you know, it could be a stay-at-home kind of day. And for parents who actually stay at home, this is the sort of weather that people wait for, because wading pools across the city are now open for the season. And that makes Andrea Tompkins cheer, not just for the fun her kids will have, but also for her own sanity.
When my daughter was in full-time daycare, my husband and I drove past the wading pool every day on the way to work. And when it was sunny and hot, we bemoaned the fact that for us, attendance was limited to weekends and holidays. We were working stiffs and often didn't have the time to take advantage of this oasis in the middle of a hot city. But my situation has changed since then. Last year, which I have since dubbed the summer of my high-maintenance offspring, my daughter Emma, who was 4, was just learning how to appreciate the water. Her younger sister Sarah, who was 2.5 at the time, attacks everything with gusto, and the water was really no different, even when she was young. I learned pretty quickly that watching the girls was a job in itself. I never sat down for the whole summer. They were nearly impossible to keep track of amid the splashing and the chaos. And it wasn't just my children who were doing the splashing. Imagine 100 children of varying heights, widths, ages, all splashing, all shouting, all doing those crazy things that children do when they're at the pool on the hottest of summer days. Invariably, one of several things always happened whenever we went to the pool. Murphy's Law of going to the pool states that one child, but not the other, will need to pee within 5 minutes of pool entry. One child, but not the other, will want to play kitty cat in the playground and roll around in the gritty sand. And the third law of going to the pool, both children will express disappointment when at the very height of fun, it's time to clear the pool for rechlorination. This process takes 20 minutes. My girls are only consolable during the first 5 as they watch the designated chlorinators in their protective gear. Goggles, hat, floor-length rain suit, the kind I wished I had when the girls were still in diapers. The wading pool is a godsend to the stay-at-home parent. The backyard inflatable doesn't have the same cachet, nor does the sprinkler. Forget about it. There's no immersion. Besides, it's hard to walk around the yard wearing your flippers. I would venture that for the most part, the pool is a sanity saver. It is an accessible and welcome destination for people to get together and have fun. For parents of the very young, the term destination is key here. Parents of infants are one of the largest users of the wading pool. We need to stretch our legs and get away from our own 4 walls for a change. Otherwise, we'd just go crazy. This summer, I have already dubbed the summer of self-sufficiency. The girls are a year older. They are sure-footed and have had a year to practice putting their faces in the water. I admit the bathtub isn't quite the same, but I think holding your nose is a skill that can be transferred just about anywhere. In Ottawa, I'm Andrea Tompkins.
Andrea Tompkins is a mom and wading pool lover here in Ottawa. Today, wading pools across the city open to the public for the summer.